11:03. At this hour, a citywide curfew is kicking in until 5 a.m. But from the sound of it, there are still several people out and about protesting once again for a fifth night in New York. WCBS reporter Steve Burns joining us live now from Times Square. What's the scene there?
Vicky, this is just an entirely different world than what anyone would remember of Times Square. I'm at 7th and 41st, and I'm looking at a souvenir shop that has been completely ransacked. The glass is shattered on the sidewalk in front of the store. And an image that really just says it all: inside the shop is about a 10-foot-high Statue of Liberty who's missing her torch. And that really says it all and is emblematic of this evening. And it's really just everywhere you turn, you'll see broken glass. You'll see trash all over the street. You may see a garbage can on fire. And you'll see police cars speeding up and down the road and largely passing by anyone who's still going through a store, looting a store, because there's so much else going on tonight in terms of officers that need help and problem spots where officers are needed. It is an entirely different world than what anyone would recognize of Times Square right now.
Are you still seeing people out there? Are they being moved along by police?
For the most part, they are not being moved along by police. I just saw three officers go towards that souvenir shop as people were looting it inside. And as soon as those people saw the police officers, they started running away. It just seems like the goal of police now is kind of the least common denominator, which is just get people out of these stores and stop looting. It seems like the curfew is kind of an afterthought right now when you have this much looting and this much chaos going on around you.
Steve, you've been in so many locations this evening where you've seen somewhat similar scenarios.
Right. I mean, this is just, it's not isolated just to a single block here. I've been walking around kind of a 5-block radius around the southern end of Times Square, and it is just all over the place. You'll see stores around Rockefeller Center that got looted, the Kate Spade, the Michael Kors shop, and more shops along Fifth Avenue. New York City's iconic shopping district has broken glass all over it. The Best Buy was ransacked. The alarm was still going off inside as I arrived and as workers arrived with sheets of plywood that are clearly coming too late.
And I guess you will see eventually police moving in with the curfew just getting underway. And Mayor de Blasio has tweeted that tomorrow night the curfew will begin at 8 p.m.
Right. And I mean, honestly, again, it seems like the curfew is kind of an afterthought right now. As police, their main objective right now is to find and stop these looters. I also saw a CVS where police pulled up on bikes and made their way inside, as looters might have still been inside, those police officers methodically making their way through the shop to find those looters. So again, curfew or no curfew, it seems like that's kind of an afterthought right now in Times Square, as the police just look to go after these looters.
Makes sense. Alrighty, Steve Burns live for us in Times Square on this fifth night of protests and now reports of looting in some areas of Manhattan, as well as in the Bronx along Fordham Road. WCBS News Time, 11:07.
These are tough times.